Tito in 3, 2, and 1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it is brought to you by KeyBank. Well, the Indians, after a day off, have a real quick two-game series tonight and tomorrow afternoon here in Milwaukee, and this is a place that also has some fond memories for you, although you never played in this ballpark. You played at Old County Stadium with some pretty good guys back in the late 80s, didn't you?
Yeah, and it was a really good place to play. I mean, it was an older ballpark, but it had a lot of personality. A lot of good players have come through there, you know, from Hank Aaron to Yount and Mulder and those guys. And it's an enjoyable place to spend the summer with your family and play baseball. And like you said, there was a lot of good players.
You played with Robin Yount and Paul Molitor. Not many franchises get one of those guys that are Hall of Famers, much less two come up almost at the same time.
And it wasn't just their numbers, because their numbers were phenomenal, you know, Hall of Fame numbers, but the way they played the game, both of them, and I mean running the bases, paying attention to detail, being a teammate, that was what really stuck out to me. And like you said, having both of them, that made that place pretty special.
Well, now back to the current situation. Tito, you take 2 out of 3 in Cincinnati, including the last two ball games. You're also at that time of the year. I feel like I ask you the same question every time at this time of the year. Is the trading deadline anything that can impact a clubhouse? Do you find it a distraction?
Well, Hammy, I think you try to keep your antenna up. Nowadays, with all the internet and everybody has reports, and 999 out of 1,000 probably aren't true. But I guess my point is, we keep our antenna up, and if we feel like we have to talk to somebody, we do. The reality of this time of year is that every once in a while something does happen, not very often. But so, the best thing you can do is not allow things to get in the way of the game. That's how we feel anyway. And if it does, shame on us. So that's up to me and the coaches, and then certainly the players, to make sure we pay attention to what we're doing. Because if we win on the field, everything else is going to be okay.
Boy, I know you keep waiting for this offense to just not necessarily explode, but just hit the way they're capable of in the clutch. Do you find it manifests itself, Tito, like a game on Sunday? If one guy doesn't get it done, does the other guy now take on more pressure to get it done?
Hammy, I really don't feel that way. I mean, I know that can happen. I don't see guys gripping the bat and, pressing. I don't see the hitting guys or the coaches bearing down and, making it tough on guys. I just think we haven't done a very good job to this point, and we're certainly going to have to, and I know we're capable, but I don't see guys just going up there and thinking, oh, no, here it goes again. I really don't feel that. If I did, that would worry me.
Well, but you have had good starting pitching. Outside, Trevor didn't pitch real well Friday. I guess you always wonder after the break, don't you? How is a guy going to come back that first start, like tonight, Danny Salazar?
And, that's probably one reason for anxiety for every manager. You come back off the break and you want to be crisp. And that first game back, a lot of guys are sluggish. And I guess the way I look at it is you don't like that, but you'd rather trade that for the 4 days off, because the guys that are playing every day, they need that rest desperately. And if they're sluggish one game, you'll take the trade off.
Well, and now tonight you face Matt Garza. And, of course, the Brewers don't know exactly what they'll get. He's coming off the DL. Boy, this guy has some great stuff, doesn't he, for a guy whose record would seem to be not what it should be?
Well, and again, we haven't seen him for a while, because he got traded over here. But, boy, the teams I had, we ran through him with Tampa, and he would go right through American League East teams. My goodness, man, he had stuff that was just electric. Now, I hope we don't see that tonight, but, and his record, somebody's getting some hits off of him, so hopefully it'll be us too.
Well, and you're in a hitter's park, aren't you? I mean, this one maybe doesn't get the notoriety of Cincinnati, but, boy, the ball can jump here too.
Hammy, this is the last ballpark. This is the only one I hadn't been to.
Wow.
Because, they had the accident in 2000 or 99 or 2000 and didn't open up when I was with the Phillies, and then just the way schedules fall, I never came back here. So I'm kind of excited to come back and see. But from what everybody says, this is the best place to hit.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Brewers and the Indians. It's coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Minute, and it's brought to you by DraftKings.com. Terry, we talked a little bit about it last night. You're back in Milwaukee. You played here back with the days, the really glory days of Robin Yount and Paul Molitor. as a player, did they even impress you then, not knowing what you know now and how it would all end for them numbers-wise?
They impressed me so much that, I mean, I'll give you an example. You know, I make the team in 89 as a non-roster guy. And when we get back to Milwaukee, Yount let me use a car. Let me use his extra bedroom. I mean, just you talk. I mean, the numbers stick out, but the way these guys were as teammates, and I lockered next to Paul Molitor so often on the road, and I would listen to him talk about hitting, and just knew he was going to be a good manager if he wanted to be. Didn't know if he'd want to be, but I knew this is not a surprise what he's doing in Minnesota, because he saw the game in slow motion, and you can see where it's transferring into his managing.
Wow, that's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.